Hello.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Dave. How are you?
What's happening, Lady V? How you living?
I'm living in living color.
I heard that. Hey. I'm colorful. You better leave that alone. Ah. Hello? Yo. What is going on? Can you hear me? Because you went out.
How about that?
No, you went out. I can't hear you.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, there you go.
All right, so let's do the intro. Hi, this is Lady V. Welcome to Random Thoughts. This is my show. Today's guest is David Lee. Yes.
Yo, I'm back.
I'm so glad to have you. So what's been going on, Dave? What you been up to?
Oh, you know, I've just been chilling, you know, just living life, making things happen, having fun, you know, nothing major. That's all. Just doing some things. That's all. You know what I mean? Just being black. That's all.
Living in America.
I'm trying to tell you. Crazy ass world. Well, I don't talk about politics, but Trump got to go, but that's another story. Anyway, we're here. We're going to talk about something. We're going to talk about the topic today is, how do you know if your dude is real or if he's faking? So, I got a couple guests here. A lot of you people don't know one of my other guests. His name is Goldtooth. I'm going to introduce him, but y'all can actually meet him if you go to my Instagram. I'm going to tell you the Instagram now and at the end of the show. Instagram is that funny dude from _Philly. So look it up, check it out. So Rasta, say what's up. Yo, what? Yeah, what's that,
hello.
Hey, why are you going to leave me? What's going on, y'all sexy team gang? Ooh, yeah, we're going to tell you all right now, gang. Girl, hey, stop hitting on the woman. Yo, the girl look good, the man. Blood class, shit up, Dave. Yo, so Lady V, when you done, everyone want to call you up on your phone, there, want to say some things you hear there, seen. What?
No.
What?
No.
Huh? What are you talking about, man? Shut up, man. Go somewhere.
No.
Did you hear what he said?
I barely understood him.
So he's... I'm going to tell you what he said. Can I say what she said? Tell that girl, I'm going to say, boy. Girl, look good, them braces, no man. Hey, oh, boy. Dude, you got issues. All right, so anyway, he said you look good with the braces, and he said he want to call you, get your number, call you after this so he can whisper some sweet nothings in your ear. That's what he said. So you gonna leave my friend alone. All right, so that's what he said. He got issues. So now, my boy Goldtooth. Now, this dude I just met, he's kind of cool. He actually has a funny video on Instagram. You got to look it up. That dude from _Philly. Y'all have to check him out. Goldtooth, say what's up. What's going on? Good to be here, boy. I'm going to be on this day live. Can they hear me? Can they? Hello? Testing. Man, dude, chill. Nah, boy. I ain't been on the radio. Woo-hoo. Fire up, baby. Woo, let's go. Yahoo.
Really? Really, cuz?
Oh, my God.
See what I got to put up with?
How are you? Welcome, everybody.
What? So I tell you one thing, I'm gonna say something real quick. I know Hump gotta go because that bidding and harass, they look good. Her ass look good. I'm gonna tell you about that. We'll talk about that later. What y'all talking about her ass? My girl named Harris. My bloody her name Harris.
Oh my God, you talking about the lady booty?
Oh, who died? Her name. The way I pronounce her name, her ass.
Oh my God.
It's Harris, man. Harris. Y'all say we. You said potato, I said potato. No, okay. Let's go. Now, listen, these dudes are crazy. So, anyway, the topic is what we said, you know. How do you know a dude is for real or not? Because I can't say no names, you know, because I'm not going to get into it, but. A lady that I know, I'm not even gonna put it like that because the person might listen to us, but a lady I know, her friend is dating a guy who's a sometime. And I'm trying to figure out, like, I had a conversation with the chick, And, man, you know what? I don't care if she listens to it. She get mad. My girl has a friend.
Let's just call her Mary.
Okay, Mary. Well, I ain't going to say her name, but my girl has a friend who, you know, she talks about how she hard. She don't care about this, care about that. And I listen to the conversation. And I'm like, yo, this dude's playing you. But you could tell she in love because she was trying to act like she wasn't, trying like she hard. So basically, I'm going to give y'all a backstory about me. I had a motorcycle accident. Prior to that motorcycle accident, I was very laid back, very chilled out. I let women like kind of try to use me and play me, and I was like, now, post-accident Dave, because I almost died, and my motorcycle accident, I don't give nobody no room to play games with me. All right? I'm going to say a word on here people don't like, but they say you give a nigga a rope. You know what I mean? He won't be a cowboy. That's just what it is.
Okay.
You know, give somebody an inch. They want a whole mile. So my whole thing is, I don't give people room to play games with me. When I realize that you're not consistent, I'm done. It's over. Peace. I'm out. So it just kind of bugs me out that I was talking to this chick, and she just kept making excuse after excuse after excuse after excuse. He got this. He's working here. He does this. And I'm like, yo, when are you going to stop making excuses for the dude and just be like, yo, dude, I'm out? You know?
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah. What's your take on there, Lady B?
I that's not something that I could put up with. So how long has she been interacting with this man?
Yo, it's been like mad years because she told me that his son had passed away, right?
And, oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's what I said. I said, oh, wow. And she said, you know, he's been holding on to that. So I'm thinking, you know, she said that he was going through a lot. So I'm like, hold up. Was this like a couple months ago? A year ago? What? This dude, his son passed away 4 years ago. And I'm not going to make light of it. Because the thing is that it's 4 years and he's still using that excuse. The thing is, in my opinion, Lady V, is the whole, you know, the New York saying, why buy a carton of milk when you can have the whole cow, right?
She's just standby. She is just strictly on standby.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it. I mean, how you, and like you said, if he's using the child, you know, God rest his soul, you know, I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but that, and you can't, you know, you can't put a timeline on grief. That's for sure. And I'm sure, you know, I would never want to feel the way that man feels.
Right.
But on the other hand, you can't keep using that as an excuse. And if he's busy, he's working, he's doing this, he's doing that, he got time to do all that, and he probably got time, you know, he got time.
Right.
But you make time. I'm a firm believer in you make time for the things that you want, especially if you meet someone and you're really into them, like I said, really into them.
Right.
You will make time. I don't care if you work double shifts, because I used to do that shit before, too. I used to work double shifts. And I used to make sure I would call my dude and I'd be like, yo, babe, I'm getting off. And he'd be like, okay, what time are you getting off? I'm like 7:30 in the morning. We would have breakfast. Like, we would have breakfast date. And then he would go to work and I would go to sleep. And then it was like, okay, you know, well, when's your day off? Oh, I'm off Wednesday. So Wednesday he would come over and he lived in Delaware. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah.
Exactly. And he would drive and, you know, it was like, okay, I'll cook something for us, whatever. You know, that's when we had VCRs. He'd bring a tape. And chill and watch a movie. But my thing is, you know, when you people, that's it, really. When you really into someone, no matter, even if you get 5 seconds, 10 seconds, you know, like, he would, even sometimes he would, like, if I would do my overnight shift, he would drive up, you know, after his work, he worked in Center City, he would drive over real quick and be like, yeah, I bought you something to eat, have lunch, you know, you get a half hour lunch break, go sit in the park, you know, eat. We didn't eat, we used to make out and stuff, and then I would go back in with
I heard that.
But that's what I'm saying. It's there. How do I say? Where there's a will, there's a way.
Amen.
I guess. Right?
Amen. 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 Yeah. So, you know, that's right. Y'all, one, I guess. Yeah, something there. Okay. Hold on. All right. Okay. So, Rasta, what's your opinion on what we're talking about? Well, let me tell y'all something, brother. wanna come to me and me meet the gal, we get her 100% from that door. But you shouldn't give her 100%, because the thing is what if she's not about being real with you? Man, I not care about that, boy. All I care about is one thing. I care about the fact that me going to be a legit man and I treat her like a queen. Yeah, but what if she treats you like a peasant? My dear, if y'all have something negative to say about something to mine, I'm not being negative. I'm just being real. You talking about what if she treats you like a peasant? You talking about treating like a queen, she treats like a peasant, you gonna be mad. But I not care about that, see? As long as me treat like a good guy, will supply the one that's right for me. So I not care if me treat a girl, meet a girl who now want to treat me right. She now want to treat me right, but still not worry about it, dear, see? As I want to worry about one thing only. My God, as long as me treat her good, and God see her treat me bad, man, he'll throw a good girl to me. All right, I'll do that. So basically what he's saying is this. He's always going to treat a girl good, 100%, no matter what, from the door, which I think is stupid. Y'all stupid, boy. I'm not stupid, man. I'm just saying, I think what you're saying is stupid. Y'all stupid, boy. Okay, whatever.
Dave, don't call him stupid. That's not nice. But I agree with him.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, I'm sorry. I said call you stupid. All right, my fault, bro. So the thing is this. I don't believe in giving somebody 100% from the door. The lady I'm with now, I'm not giving nobody 100%. I'm giving you a little bit. I like her a whole lot. The feelings are getting really deep there. And it's to the point where I want to tell her I love you, but I'm not there. But I don't want to yet because I don't want her running with it and acting a fool. And I'm not taking that chance. And what I'm saying about 100%, there's nothing wrong with giving like 80% of yourself, being on time, being consistent, showing a chick that you legit, you know, being intimate with them, whatever the case may be. But when you start giving, when you start becoming very, very vulnerable, you open yourself up to attack. Yeah, that's what I understand why I'm talking about. When I worry about attack, I worry about as long as I treat the gal good. When if she act up and she mess up and she move on, she realize that she lost a good thing. All right, makes sense. So what he just said was, he realizes he's going to treat the girl good because if she messes up and moves on, she realizes she lost a good thing. Okay, I get that. So,
I agree.
Yeah, so I get that. You know what I mean? So, can I say that more? Really? All right, yo, what you got to say?
All I got to say one thing. Only one woman I want. And that's that girl. Come like her ass. That's all I want. I don't give a nothing else for her. Come like her ass. That's all I care about. Y'all talking about what y'all talking about. I treat that girl like a good girl. Take her out of the back woods. I go out and shoot me some hog and cut that hog up there. Throw some of that hog meat up on that fire and I let her taste some good old hog. I try to tell you. Woo-hoo.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done, boy. I'm done.
Lord have
mercy. You gonna go ham on her?
Yeah. Yo, the dude crazy. Something wrong with him. Try to tell you. Something wrong with that guy.
Let's go back to what Rasta was saying.
Okay.
Because he does have a point.
Yeah, thank you. Y'all, Lady V, y'all appreciate your girl. I want to know one thing, though. You like your feet rubbed, girl.
Dave, get him.
Yo, shut up, dude. Jeez. You're just Michael. You're not as smooth as me, brother. I don't want to be as smooth as you. I got a girl. Be quiet. Shut up.
So, listen. So, I get what he's saying about not giving 100%, but I feel like, and I agree, like in this day and age, how people always want to play games and stuff, you don't really want to give 100% out the gate. But I feel like, you should at least give, like you said, give a percentage. But, like, if it's not being reciprocated, then you pull back. You know, I feel like it's an even exchange of energy.
Right.
And sometimes you'll meet somebody and you'll know right off the bat, like, they're being genuine. And then there's people, like, you'll meet them, like you said, and then you kind of invest. And then all of a sudden you see the inconsistencies and the red flags with, oh, I'm busy, or, oh, I was working 1,000 hours this week, you know, and it's like, well, really? You know, I kind of agree with Rossi. I feel like you always treat people good all up until the point where they treat you badly. And then once you treat you badly, then I'm walking away. And that's it, you know. now, but before I never did that, but now I've learned my lessons, but like, you know, I'll be walking away.
Right. Okay, so let me ask you a question then. From a female perspective, how do you know when a dude is really into you? Because there's guys that play them games saying they'll do all that stuff that, you know, they'll do everything just to get the draws. So how do you know if a guy's out for the draws or he's out for your heart from a female's perspective?
Wow. So I kind of feel like I'm probably not the right person to ask because I've had at least 2 toxic relationships. But from what I've learned, let me just put it that way. From what I've learned, I feel like, I have 1 decent relationship. So that man, he was very consistent. Right off the bat, he showed how much he cared. He always was invested. He actually gave 100% all the time. And it was like, I was afraid. And he was like, don't be afraid. Like, I'm not going to hurt you. And he actually meant that. You know what I mean? But it up until the point where we just couldn't get along. But he was always consistent. I never had to call him. He always called me. He always made plans for us. He was always being affectionate. He did the PDA, which, you know, sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, but he didn't care about any of that. You know, his people, you know, it was just, I think that's really what it is. Everything, his actions and his words matched. So that's how I truly knew that he was really into me. And he didn't rush me for sex. Like, okay. And it took us a little bit to, you know, be intimate. But, now, once we did, it was like, remember Bobby Brady on the Brady Bunch show where he had the fireworks? It was like that. I was like, so I think because we built that foundation, we built the foundation of like, okay, the intellectual stimulation, you know, the intimacy without actual physical this, you know, he stimulated my mind. He made me laugh all the time. He was romantic, you know, those kind of things. So I feel like if the man is actually matching his, you know, actions and words, then he's probably being sincere. But I feel like if there's a man who is saying, oh, you know, oh, I like you so much and I want to be with you and, you know, but I got to work. But when I'm done working, how about I come over and, you know, we could just, you know, cuddle up and watch TV. And you only been dating him like, you know, 2-3 times or it's only been a couple months.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
That right there to me is like a red flag. Like, really? Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. It makes sense. Okay. Well, see, I have no problem with who I'm dating giving 100% because one thing with me is, I think I've told you, you know, I'm disabled through the VA, so I get a check every single month, rest of my life, that pays all my bills and everything. And I'm at my parents' house rebuilding my credit, and she knows all this stuff, and she doesn't care. Like, I'm at her house staying every other week. I got here Thursday, I leave tomorrow, and we already agreed that every other week, that's what I'm going to do. And I also said, if you're down, I said, if you don't mind, when I come over, instead of me eating all your food, I said, how about we go out grocery shopping? I buy the food and you cook it. She was like, okay, deal. So, and she does very, very well for herself. So she would literally have to worry more about what minuses are me worrying about what she is. I mean, even though I'm not out to do anything because I'm paid the rest of my life. So I don't want anything. And I also believe too, when it comes to men, it also depends on their financial status on if they're going to try to play you or not as well. Because a lot of men whose finances aren't there, they'll come and lounge in your house, eat up your stuff, you know, and try to make love to you on as best as possible, hoping that you keep their behinds around. So I really believe that these, you know, you got to also look at how a guy treats his mom, treats his kids, to see where he's at with it, you know, see if he's going to be a consistent dude. Because if he's a guy that you meet that's like, yeah, I'm sick and tired of my baby mama, I ain't doing for my kids no more, that ain't somebody you, I think you want to really exchange body fluids with. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's an instant turn off. It's so funny because I actually dated a man, and I think the first two conversations that we had, he whined, and I literally mean whined, like a little bitch. like, yes, I'm sorry, you know, I mean, I do cuss, but like, and I don't like a bitch ass man. Like, seriously, do not sit there and whine. Oh, I haven't seen my kid in a year. Why? Oh, well, because I didn't pay my child support for 2 years, and they live in Jersey, and
really?
She took the phone, and I'm like, so do you know where the kid goes to school? Yeah. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, so why you just don't ride over there and just be like, you know, does she got a restraining order? Oh, I can't do that. She's lesbian now, and she left me for it. I was like, oh, okay, that's the real thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the real thing.
Right. That's crazy.
That's the real thing. But, in all honesty, any man that doesn't take care of his kids is a deadbeat. That's an instant turnoff. Because, like, if you can just throw away your kids, then you have no problem throwing me away.
Well, I have to disagree with you a little bit on that. Because I did for 5 years. I walked away. And I'm going to tell you why. My two oldest kids, as I have three boys, and I have two by one and one by another. The two oldest kids, and I made that mistake, which I'm not doing now. I was living in Delaware, and I went to court, and I asked the judge to give me shared custody. And he gave her primary residence. And I didn't understand why. So what ended up happening was I kept filing for shared custody. He kept saying no. And she kept violating the court order. Every time I turned around, she violated the court order. I went to court over 24 times for contempt of court. And every single time I went in there, all he told her was, don't do it again. Don't do it again. So basically, I would have to go get my kids Friday, Saturday, bring them, get them at Friday at 3:30 when they get out of school, bring them back Sunday at 6 p.m. So she was going to the daycare provider early, grabbing them, taking them to the house. I'm knocking on the door like, where's my kids at? Oh, this ain't your weekend. And I had to sit out there for 3 hours to wait for a cop to get there. I got the police.
You did that.
Yeah.
That son of a gun didn't do that.
Well, see, I sat out there and I called the cops. He gave me a police report. I took it to the judge. The judge said, don't do it again. Then on a Wednesday, I had him from 3:30 to 7:30. I'm down there coming to grab him from the house at 3:30. It's not this Wednesday. She closed the door. I call the cops. The cops come give me a police report, and I got to sit there from 3:30 to 6:30. Then she says, oh, he can take him. Now, I live 15 minutes away. By the time I get home, I got to turn right back around. I said, I can't take him. So I lost my Wednesday. So then, now, I'm sitting there like, this is crazy. I go to the judge. Judge says, don't do it again. I go down there, so then he had enough for the Wednesday. Okay, for now on, it's overnight. So now I get there, I gotta wait till 6:30 again for the cops to get there. The cop sees the paperwork, says, well, I can't force her to give you the kid, Mr. Lee. And I'm like, but the paperwork says it. He says, I understand that. It's a court issue. I go to court, the judge says, okay, enough's enough, pick him up from the daycare. Doesn't do anything to her. Then I go to the house for the daycare. They say, no, you can't take the kid because the mom called and said, there's different paperwork. So I said, what? So by the grace of God, I had a county police officer, a white guy. He might have went through the same thing. He comes, looks at the paperwork and says, oh, no, you get your kids. He knocks on the door. The daycare provider says, no, she said different paperwork. And the cop was like, no, this is paperwork. Bring the kids out or I'm going to lock you up. So then they bring the kids. Well, the kids still don't come out. She's taking a good old time getting my kids together. Cop knocks back on the door 15 minutes later. Say, you think I'm playing with you? Bring them kids out right now or y'all both going to jail. Mom pulls up, grabs the kids, walk out. The cop says, where you going? They don't go with him this weekend. According to my paperwork, they do. Give them the kids or I'm going to lock you up. He writes a report. I go to the judge, show the judge what happened. He says, don't do it again. I was like, and this was 3 years running. I'm like, dude, are you ever going to do anything to her? So I told the judge, I said, I'm done. I said, I'm done. I give up. He said, you're a coward. And I said, no, you're a coward. And I said, the fact that you keep letting this woman get away with murder, I'm done. And I walked away for 5 years because I was stressing. I was losing weight. I was getting sick. I just couldn't take it no more. So I have to disagree with you on that to a certain extent, because a lot of times us dads, we fight and get screwed. Now, PA, I'm fighting for my youngest son, and the judges in PA are about family. So I'm getting shared custody, but right now I have to wait for the court date. The mom is doing the same thing. I'm supposed to get my son next weekend. She says no, because it doesn't work for me. So I'm going to keep him both weekends. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, no. That's sad. I hate when women do that. That's like a pet peeve of mine as well. Like, why do women do this? Like, children are not pawns.
Right.
They're not. You know, whatever her issue, and basically, a lot of times, it just boils down to the relationship that you and her had, and then she's just taking it out on you.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's just so tragic, because, you know, like you said, you were away from your boys for, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
And then, of course, she was shit-talking you.
Oh,
you
know, my God. Like, crazy.
You know, and then you start pumping stuff in their head, and then, you know, as they get older, you know, and their boys, they're going to be disrespectful. You know what I mean? Even girls, any kid is going to be disrespectful to you as long as their mom, the primary parent, is talking shit about the other parent.
Yeah, she did.
And then once they get to a certain age, you know, it changes. You know, you got to start reprogramming them and say, listen, you know, like, okay, so the reason why I'm even saying all this is because I've actually gone through this,
right.
You know, with my oldest daughter. You know, she, her dad raised her. We had the most tumultuous relationship ever. So it was to the point where I never even talked to him. My daughter is 30. I can count on one hand how many times I've spoken to this man in 30 years, okay?
Wow.
I will go get her, call his mom. Hi, I'm coming over to get her this weekend. Okay. And he was the same way. He was just a prick because he wanted to beat the shit out of me all the time. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
Right.
But he wanted to have custody of her, you know, for a whole different other reason. But that's, and then as she got older,
right,
she realized that she was being brainwashed and that, you know, and it was so hard. Our relationship was so hard to repair. And it, you know, I thank God now that we're in a really good place.
Me and my son too.
I think it was like for about 6 or 7 years we went through hell. You know?
Yep.
And I despise parents, moms, dads. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna say, I despise parents, the primary parent, who uses the kid as a pawn and they hold them ransom.
Yeah.
That's just wrong.
It's sad.
Especially when they want to be in your life. It's different when the person is actually, the other parent is actually literally just like tossing the kid to the side and is just like doing them. But if you have a parent that wants to be responsible, that wants to be a parent, that's loving and caring, why deny your child of that?
Like, exactly. Seriously. Exactly. That's so real. Look, we done went from one topic to another. Well, we're coming up on 30 minutes, so you want to just cut it right here?
Yeah, we might as well wrap it up, because, you know, as we keep on talking. So, okay, so I just want to say this. Don't let Rasta talk fresh about me no more. Don't let him talk.
I got you, back. You heard that, Rasta? Yeah, I'm not care with that girl. I said, she's sexy, I'm on. Yo, stop, for real. Now, Blue and Clyde, we're going to come on this podcast, and we're going to compliment the leader. Well, if you're going to compliment her, that's fine. But stop talking about rubbing her feet. All right, dear, we're not talking about it. So, my wife said, one thing, leading me, you look good, gang. All right? Good, right, dear. He said you look good. That's all he said. All right.
I appreciate that.
No doubt. Yeah. No problem, game. I just want to say one thing. Don't say no one thing, nothing. No, I'm going to tell you one thing, boy. Yo, Lady V, ever catch you somewhere.
Just shut up.
I know. Why you got issues? Something wrong with that dude. Anyway, so you got
gold tooth. You gonna say bye?
Bye.
That's it.
That's it. Bye.
All right, later.
Okay, so shout out to your Instagram again, Dave.
Oh, so my Instagram is thatfunnydude_Philly. So it's spelled exactly how it sounds. All right? So y'all go ahead and check it out and whatnot, because this has been awesome. Rasta, appreciate you being here. Yeah, man. And Lady V, you'll be cool. Everybody be cool. Everybody be crisp. Everybody here to my old now. All right, peace. So, Yeah, he gone and go to gone. So everybody be on the lookout for my stuff on Instagram. It's hilarious. It's funny. Y'all check it out. And this has been a phenomenal topic. We can't keep waiting 2-3 weeks to do this, John. Yo, for real.
Goddamn, right? We gotta want them. You know, how they say coming back for more or whatever. You know what I say? I can't even think now. But Dave, thank you so much for coming on my show again. I love when you come on. It's all fun. I love it.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and thank you guys for listening in. This is my show, Random Thoughts with Lady V, and we are on Anchor, we are on Spotify, and I forget some other platform. Oh, Radio Broadcast. So you can check us out there. All right. Well, Thank you so much for tuning in. You guys take care.
And one thing, hold on. And I also have my own show too. It's called this platform as well. It's that funny. Well, I don't even remember the name of my stuff at the time. It's,
you gotta write the stuff down, Dave.
I do. But I know it's called that funny something crazy brothers. You know, I'll have it for next time. Because if I try to look it up, it's going to end up stopping. So I can't think of the name of it right now, but anyway. Actually, no. Hold on.
I'll put it in the description box.